Good morning.
Q, top of the hour news.
This is the morning news for today, Friday, April 12, 2024. I am Richie Farrell.
Global.
In the headlines, President of the Dominica Business Forum, Daryl Bob, reaffirms the electoral reform recommendations made by the DBF during the national consultation, which followed Sir Dennis Byron's report. The OECS commissions unleashing the Blue Economy in the Caribbean project, UBEC or UBEC.
Top of the
micro-sized small medium enterprises matching grants team has completed stakeholder engagements in St. Vincent.
Q95.
And USAID Chief Samantha Power is the first U.S. official to publicly say that famine is already happening in North Gaza after she agreed with a UN-backed assessment on hunger in the enclave. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Wherever it happens.
Details coming up.
Regional and global. Only on Q95, the big station.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. President of the Dominica Business Forum, Inc., Daryl Bob, has highlighted the electoral reform proposals that were made by the DBF during the national consultation, which followed Sir Dennis Byron's report. Among these recommendations is the annual cleansing of the voters list, which involves scrutinizing the inclusion of individuals who are considered ordinarily resident in Dominica. Bob elaborated on the definition of ordinarily resident in relation to this specific reform proposal within electoral legislation.
To achieve the overarching goals of free and fair elections that would preserve the Commonwealth of Dominica's constitutional right to choose its government, and even more importantly, to preserve the rule of law in Dominica, the Dominica Business Forum, Inc., in collaboration with the organizations and individuals who participated in the review process at the national consultation on August 3, 2023, at which Sir Dennis Byron made a presentation, proposes the following. The voters list should be cleansed annually, not merely of deceased persons, but also of anyone who has not been ordinarily resident in Dominica for at least 5 years. Unless otherwise provided, the right to vote is limited to a citizen of Dominica of 18 years or older who is ordinarily resident in Dominica at the time of the calling of an election. For the purpose of this legislation, the definition of ordinarily resident is as follows. Ordinarily resident means a regular and habitual mode of life in Dominica, as opposed to a temporary sojourn, vacation, visit, or transitory presence, does not include the provisions including Commonwealth citizens, which remain unchanged.
Mr. Bob further emphasized that within the array of recommendations, the organization advocates for the elimination of overseas registration of voters. Instead, they propose a thorough re-registration process for persons who are resident overseas.
There shall be no overseas registrations of voters. However, confirmation of overseas voters should be done on a thorough basis with the production of a government-issued identification card or passport by the voter. The Electoral Commission shall have the authority to remove from the voters list the names of all persons who have not resided in Dominica for a minimum of 5 years. Dominicans who are ordinarily resident overseas, who are 18 years or older, can vote in two virtual countries. constituencies to elect representatives who would represent who would represent the interests of Dominicans abroad. This provision would involve a constitutional change. On the day of elections, it is an offense for an elections officer to ask a voter for his or her ballot before the voter places the ballot into a ballot box. General elections shall be held on a fixed day every 5 years. These provisions would involve constitutional change. The constitution should provide for a hybrid system of first past the post and one of proportional representation as a counterweight against the concentration of an abuse of power by a prime minister and his or her party.
DBF President Daryl Bob. St. Mary's Academy is set to compete against Orion Academy in the upcoming finals of the Inter-Secondary Schools Debating Competition, scheduled for April 17th at 11 a.m. at the Truth and Grace Fellowship Global. Organizer Trudy Christian announced that this year's topic will center on economic growth in Dominica, providing students with an opportunity to discuss and debate the most effective strategies moving forward.
The finals of the Inter-Secondary Schools Debating Competition will take place on April 17th at 11 a.m. at the Truth and Grace Fellowship Global. And of course, this final competition will be happening after a hard-fought debate battle over the past 4 months. And the last schools which remain and who will be competing in the finals are the St. Mary's Academy and the Orion Academy. These both schools have defeated other schools in their quest to gain the title of debate champion of 2024. And both of these schools are very competitive and will be attempting to, you know, out-debate each other in this final debate. The topic for debate is the tourism industry is currently the most valuable tool for economic growth and diversification in Dominica. So the young people will have the opportunity to discuss or to debate on what is the way forward as it relates to economic growth here in Dominica. Is it the tourism industry or is it some other option? And, you know, this promises to be a very, very interesting discussion, a very interesting debate. And I am pretty sure that, you know, the stakeholders of the tourism industry and of, you know, other industries which might be brought up will need to take special note of what the young people have to say on this issue.
Christian remarked that since the competition gained endorsement on the island, schools have been actively engaged. She highlighted the anticipated participation of a school next year that has never been involved before, but has already expressed their commitment to join.
So the 17th of April, Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Truth and Grace Fellowship Global, live debate between the St. Mary's Academy and the Orion Academy. The St. Mary's Academy will be represented by Noah Sarendo and Jelani Shillingford, and the Orion Academy will be represented by Diamond Daniel and Ejadi Maxwell. So really, it is gearing up to be a very competitive debate. As it relates to the debate competition and, you know, how it has gone this year, it has been pretty successful. The schools have been rather competitive, and this is the second year of the Inter-Secondary Schools Debating Competition. Of course, the competition is an annual one, and the intention is to continue next year. My hope really is for next year, we continue with the engagement of the secondary schools. There is one secondary school that has not taken part yet, and I hope to get that secondary school on board next year. They have made a promise, and I hope that they will come on board next year.
She also voiced optimism about securing a headline sponsor for the debating competition, extending her appreciation to the 17 sponsors who have already joined this year's event.
Also, I really hope for next year that we can attract a headline sponsor for the debate. This year, we've had multiple fantastic sponsors, 26 of them to be precise. And next year, I really want, you know, one sponsor to headline and, of course, be supported by, you know, other sponsors. But really and truly, the Inter-Secondary Schools Debating Competition continues to be a great avenue for young people to really hone their public speaking skills, to really express themselves through the art of persuasive speaking, debating, and, you know, to get a feel of being in the public arena and having their voices heard. So it is a worthwhile endeavor, and I see it continuing very far into the future, if it's God's will.
Organizer of the Inter-Secondary Schools Debating Competition, Trudy Christian. Leah Shillingford, the General Secretary of the Dominica Amalgamated Workers Union, emphasizes the necessity for unity among trade unions to tackle the challenge of member due payments effectively. She highlights that despite having substantial memberships, unions on the island lack sufficient financial support, with concerns arising from members failing to fulfill their membership payments. She spoke on state-owned radio.
One of the very important items that we need to put on our agenda is the fact that many of the trade unions are not financial. And what I mean by that is, in any establishment that we have our members, for example, if we have 200 members in an establishment, you might only find 10 people are paying the dues. And I think that this is really, really a sad affair for us trade union leaders in Dominica, that the members at the workplaces enjoy all the benefit, and they do not wish to pay an administrative fee for the services of the administration of the union. And that is what the sad thing is. So we really need to look at ourselves, union leaders, look at our members, and decide what we're going to do moving forward. If we do not have members, we're not unions.
General Secretary of the Dominica Amalgamated Workers Union, Leah Shillingford. This is Q95 News. The Dominica Cycling Association successfully hosted its first race for this year 2024, dubbing the event a success. In the junior category, cyclists were expected to complete 6 laps from Woodbridge Bay to Keenfield roundabout and back. The finalists were Stanleisha Williams and Antiguan's Jamari King and Aidan Tong, who all ended with a time of 1 hour, 20 minutes and 42 seconds. In the Masters category, Stanilos Winston Williams from St. Lucia placed first, Chester Daddy Chess later placed second, and Ronald Charles won third place. President of NJAM, economist and former DFP leader Kent Vital advises the Skerrit administration that the people of Dominica mean business when it comes to the matter of securing appropriate electoral reforms in the not-too-distant future. Vital added that this movement, along with the Electoral Reform Coalition, is calling for the new draft legislations to be made public by government and to allow adequate time for review for stakeholders before it is tabled in Parliament for debate.
And that's what we are calling for. Have a fair set of reforms that's not in favor of the incumbent government, that is fair, as the word says. And if that's the case, then everything will be fine. So we wait to see that. And we would love to be surprised. Surprise me, I'm really waiting for that. But if he does not do that, if he does something that's unjust, if he presents draft legislation that doesn't present a certain minimum number of reforms that will result in fair and fair elections, what must we do? Well, we definitely have to make the government know that we mean business. We, the people, all of us, we have to make the government know that we mean business. And I think we have well started on that process already. The Electoral Reform Commission organized the rally where we were graced with the presence of the senator from Trinidad. That was well attended, and people are listening, and we are energizing people, and people are, we have to continue to rally together. And then there was the meeting on the ARC where a great number of Dominicans came together. And what was very encouraging to me is that there were a number of young people there. What was also very encouraging is that there were many laborites there as well. So clearly we have to continue momentum. Then we went on to Grand Bay, and we've got to continue building momentum and continue putting our people in a mood.
President of NJAM, economist and former DFP leader Kent Vital. Nurse and midwife Rosie Felix says Dominica's healthcare services need to be reformed. As it stands, she says the administration responsible for the public health care system has failed the Dominican people. She calls for increased investments in Dominica's health care system and in the Ministry of Health to address the following: salary increases for health care providers, procurement of medication, increased training, personal protective equipment, enhancing human resource capacity, and a further reduction of medical costs for the public.
As a nurse, when I seek healthcare, my personal experience has always been a good experience. But when you listen to the general public, and when persons tell me their experiences, and when I do an evaluation, I'll tell you a few years ago, before the board was first established, we had to make various organizations asked to make recommendations, and a lot. A lot of recommendations are made, and if I have to evaluate, I would fail our health system because PAHO had evaluated our primary healthcare system, considering where our primary healthcare system was, where we are now. I sought what my international nurses organization had to say about the theme for World Health Day, and with some focus being put on universal health coverage, the president said, unfortunately, our member countries have failed in their investment into health. Hence, we are far from universal health coverage. So if I'm to use universal health coverage as the yardstick, you know, we are far from there.
Nurse and midwife Rosie Felix, you're tuned in with Q95 News. President of the National Joint Action Movement, economist and DFP leader Kent Vital acknowledges that some of the simple recommendations announced by Prime Minister Roosevelt's Kerrit are valid. However, he adds it is still too early to comment categorically on the government's select electoral recommendations, which have not yet been made public. During his presentation to the panelists on Q95's Global View on Q show on Tuesday, Vital stated that the recent years of stalling electoral reforms in Dominica by the government on this particular matter has been perceived negatively by Dominicans locally and by professionals regionally.
They do not want to give electoral reform, or they want to give and they have changed their tactics, and their intention now is to give a reform that suits them. So if you give a reform and you remove the five-year limit, that's a reform, but it suits them. It's biased towards them continuing to win elections. But that is paired with the fact that they have gotten, as you said, monies from very opaque sources. Chances are part of the billions of dollars that are missing is part of the very monies that they're using to fund elections. They know that. They know that they have a war chest. They will not necessarily bring in that money to help Dominicans, but they would definitely keep that war chest over there, huge amounts of money, to ensure that they can win elections. So there is no interest for them to do campaign finance reform. I would agree generally, of course, that there are some things that require a change of constitution. Maybe we cannot deal with it right away, but there are some minimum things that has to be addressed. If you clean the list at the very least, clean voters' list and voter ID cards and maybe one or two other things, even if they have that war chest out there. And of course, if you deal with the issue of the who can come in, because that has to go with cleaning the list. It has to also be paired with the fact that there's a certain requirement to be registered, and the requirement in the law right now should be maintained, all right, or improved. But they would want to say they would improve it in a way that benefits them. So clearly, there are some things they won't want to do, some things they maybe we cannot do because of the changes to the Constitution. But the minimum things that ought to be done are within reach, within grab.
NJAM President Kent Vital. The OECS Commission's Unleashing the Blue Economy in the Caribbean project, UBEC, Micro-Sized Small Medium Enterprise, MSME Matching Grants Team, embarked on an intensive multi-stage data gathering process and engagement with key stakeholders in the tourism, fisheries and waste management sectors during the week of March 18th to the 22nd, 2024. The mission provided an opportunity for ministry officials, business support organizations and MSMEs to share their thoughts and experiences within the blue economy with the OECS team. Senior Grants Advisor of the UBEC project, Mr. Kyle Garnes, said that the objectives of these consultations are to obtain feedback and meaningful insights from key stakeholders, measure their receptiveness to the matching grants program, and develop synergies locally. Mr. Garns also noted that the consultations come at a crucial time as the region embarks on a coordinated approach to prioritize meaningful initiatives aimed at strengthening the blue economy and amplifying the need for financing to support its related sectors adequately. In other news, USAID Chief Samantha Power has become the first U.S. official to publicly say famine is already happening in North Gaza after she said she agreed with a UN-backed assessment on hunger in the enclave. Several people have been killed in Israeli attacks at Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza and on Rafah in the south, as six more were killed in an attack on a Gaza City market.
The implications are dramatic. Coming after 5.5 months of a relentless war, an independent authority warned last week of imminent famine. People are already dying of starvation up in the north, and this is essentially a death sentence on many of those people. I'm here in Rafah, not in Amman, and the situation, the bombings are relentless everywhere, but the situation conditions particularly harsh in the northern Gaza Strip, where we estimate there are about 250,000 people who've been trapped there for about 5.5 months. UNRWA is by far the largest aid organization inside Gaza, so blocking UNRWA from delivering up there, as I say, just worsens the conditions and is a deliberate obstruction, as my boss said, the Commissioner General of UNRWA, a deliberate obstruction of life-saving assistance for a population that is already facing famine and starvation. So simply more people will die.
That's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. President of the Dominica Business Forum, Mr. Daryl Bob, reaffirms the electoral reform recommendations made by the DBF during the national consultation, which followed Sir Dennis Byron's report.
On Q95.
The OECS commissions Unleashing the Blue Economy in the Caribbean project, UBEC. Micro-sized small medium enterprise matching grants team has completed stakeholder engagements in St. Vincent. USAID Chief Samantha Power is the first U.S. official to publicly say that famine is already happening in North Gaza.
It happens
after she agreed with a UN-backed assessment on hunger
regional
in the enclave.
Only on
the news was brought to you with the very kind compliments
Q95
of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
On Q.